You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Jenna Gaudet. 8 months after a failed levy election, the College of Western Idaho is looking at a number of different options to expand. The college's plans may or may not involve another ballot measure. Last week, CWI held a town hall meeting to explain some of the options for expansion. Vice President of Communication and Government Relations for CWI, Mark Browning, is joining us live to talk more about what those options look like. Welcome back to the program, Mark.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here.
Well, always good to have you. So first, talk about the need for the expansion.
We have space considerations and needs. So when the college started, we've just celebrated our 10th graduation, our 10th commencement. It grew rapidly. And so space was simply a matter of grab it where you can, it fills up, we keep moving. Now that enrollment has kind of normalized and we've leveled off a little bit, we're still growing at a really good rate, but there are areas of the college that are external to the college, so dual credit and non-credit workforce that are really growing. Our on-campus considerations have kind of leveled out. Is a good opportunity for us to say, okay, how are we doing? Where do we need space? Mm. And one of the primary areas that we have found, without question, is within the healthcare industry. Training of nurses and all the support positions that go with that. Those take specific facilities. They take space that is not easily replicated in a digital environment. And we're limited with the amount of people that we can get into those careers by simply the amount that we can get through our programs.
And so 8 months ago, you go to the ballot box and you're asking for a plant facilities levy.
Correct.
It fails by, what, 135 votes or something like that.
Still not quite over that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's rough because you've gone to the voters before.
Yeah.
It's not passed, but not, I mean, this was such a small margin.
What we heard, so November of 16, we had the big plan, right? This is the master build-out plan. This will take us into the next 30 years, build out both campuses. Here's all the things that we need. Here's what it's going to cost. We thought it was a pretty reasonable, you know, it was $8.42. November of 16 was groundbreaking in many ways in terms of the outcomes of the elections, and the voters said, we're not quite sure. We come back November of 18 and said, okay, we've heard, we've listened. We went out, we talked to the community, we did a number of town halls, 8 different locations around the valley, took a lot of input in, and by far and away they said, tell us what your most pressing need is. And all of our analysis said it's in healthcare. We're all getting older. The silver tsunami that's coming, the retirement rate within the healthcare industry is far more accelerated than in other industries, and we're not meeting that need. You know, hospitals are springing up. They don't have nurses. They don't have the support staff that they need to take care of all of us as we get older. So, okay, healthcare, here we go. And then it comes along, and we just barely miss. And so in the wake of that, we've looked at it and said, okay, the need is not going away. We're not getting any younger, so how are we going to get this done? And really, the options are, all right, let's try to reallocate the existing space that we have, which will necessitate remodeling, maybe some additions to some buildings, and not building anything new standalone, but try to, are we going to add on to the house? Are we going to turn the attic over the garage into the mother-in-law apartment? What are we going to do here? And that's kind of what we've come up with.
And also, the legislature allocated money to CWI, and this is a use-it-or-lose-it proposition.
It really is. We went to the legislature and said, okay, one of the things that the public told us is, where are all your partners? And primarily, where is the state who's going to benefit from this increased employment in terms of more revenue coming back into the state through income taxes and property taxes and sales tax and all the things that come from an economic engine that generate? And we went to the legislature and they said, you know what, you're right. And CWI being the newest institution in the state, we didn't have, in terms of the opportunities, the last time the state built buildings for higher ed, which was in the early 2000s, we didn't exist at that time. So they said, okay, we can get you some seed money. You got to go get the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the effort in 18, and we came up short. So the clock is ticking on those monies, and the legislature's been very understanding. We've been talking with legislative leadership and said, look, we're trying to come up with a different plan here, something that will work. Will we be able to use those monies? So whatever plan we come up with, we're going to need to go back to them and say, here's the plan. We want to remodel. We want to add on. We want to do this. We've since come and gone through our own budget and said, okay, we can put some of our own money up with it. We can match with what the legislature has. And then the options that we have now, it, you really boil them down into three. There's one option that says we go back out to the voter for the tune of about $20 million. We go to the students for a share of the money. Or the third option is we just do it with what legislative monies and college monies we have available. It's the bare bones, and that's what we do. And that's what our trustees are really trying to decide right now.
We're talking with Vice President of Communication and Government Relations for the College of Western Idaho, Mark Browning, talking about their options for expansion. Okay, so Mark, you touched on each one. So with the time we have left, let's go through each one. So let's talk about the first one. This is a $35 million plan, right? And this would consolidate health courses in Nampa and Ada County, but this is the one that hinges on going to the voters.
It does, about $35 million. The total idea here is to get all of our health care in one location. It's better managed. It's more efficient that way. Right now, we're spread out. We have some in Ada County, some in Canyon County, two locations. We're doing everything all over the place. Let's get them into one place. To do that, we have to remodel and reconfigure some of our facilities. There'd be 10 from the state, 5 from us, and $20 million that would come from a plant facility levy that would focus on expanding the main academic building. So if you're out on Idaho Center Boulevard and you go past the Idaho Center, there's the big three-story building that sits in the back of the field. That's what we call the Nampa Campus Academic Building, and it would remodel and expand that. That's option A. Option B, or scenario B, would be a $30 million project. We'd take the 10 from the state, 5 from us, and then we'd do $15 million that would come from the students that would focus on a much smaller standalone building and remodeling the academic building, almost like an add-on.
And when you say coming from students, this would be what, through like tuition and fee increases?
It would be a specific fee for a capital improvement building project at about $10 a credit. Challenges with both. One with scenario A, you got to go back out to the voter. It's a plant facility, so it's 55%. I think we've seen in recent developments, voter appetite for public projects is kind of all over the board. Mm-hmm. Some school districts are having some success. Canyon County, not so successful. Ada County just announced they're going to go back and take foregone taxes to do a coroner project and the DMV. So, you know, the thermometer's kind of all over the place. Their trustees have expressed some hesitation with the student model because access and affordability is one of our basic tenets. The best education in the world is worthless to you if you can't afford to get it. And $10 a credit.
It can add up.
It adds up, especially for a full-time student. One of the things we pride ourselves on, we're the only institution in the state that hasn't raised tuition fees in 4 years. Only one.
Wow.
4 consecutive years. It's not been easy to do. We've trimmed. We've become more efficient. You know, we're finding new ways to do things, but we're kind of running out of that magic. And then you go and you tag $10 on top of it. There's some concern from the trustees. Scenario C is that we do remodel with the existing $10 million from the state, $5 million from us. We get approval to do that, and we do whatever we can do for $15 million, and we don't go externally anywhere. All of the scenarios are shorter-term solutions to a really long-term project, but it does get us a little further down the road. That's kind of what our trustees are struggling with right now.
So let's talk about this idea of potentially going back to the voters, and this would be in, what, 2020, correct?
Pending trustee approval, we could go either November of this year or May of next. Yeah.
We talked earlier in the interview. You went to the voters in 2016, went to the voters in 2018.
Yeah.
There seems to be a pattern here of trying to get this passed. Even though it seems like the community understands the need, they don't want to pay for it.
You just hit it, Gemma. You hit it. And it's hard because you and I are taxpayers. You know, we sit around the room, we go, okay, our family budgets, where are we at? We're in one of the best economies most of us have ever seen. However, you know, home values are increasing. We're paying more in property tax just because of an increased valuation in our homes. There's more need for services because of so many people moving into the area.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it stop? And we can demonstrate a really strong return on that investment. We can say, for that dollar that you give us, we will educate X more students going into these jobs whose salaries then come back to you in more revenue coming back to the highway district, to, you know, your local school district and these types of things. So on paper, it all pays out. But But even the supportive homeowner is having difficulty making the connection, and we get it. And I think that's where we as an administration and trying to advise the trustees, we're all struggling with, we see the need and our responsibility is to meet that need. You know, the businesses and the industries come to us and they go, we need more nurses. We need more CNAs. We need more LPNs, RNs. We need phlebotomists. You know, go on down the line of 15 different positions that it takes to staff a hospital so that when you and I get sick and we go in there, they take care of us. And yet, here we are. And there are some folks in our neighborhoods that say, you know what, the private business should be paying for that. And there is an element to that. How much do they contribute? Well, our partners have been really supportive. I mean, they help us with faculty and equipment. So those are tangible things that we have to go out and pay for, but they don't show up in just a blank check that says, okay, here's $5 million from X organization.
You know. If you were a betting man...
I'd lose money.
Okay. Me too. Which plan do you think would go through?
The safest plan is C, because we could turn dirt. We have to get legislative approval, but it's the fastest. That's the safest way to go. I'm not endorsing that one, but that's the safest way to go. The best solution long term is the $35 million plan, because that kicks it far enough down the road that we can roll for another 5 to 10 years.
C is kind of like putting a Band-Aid on the bigger problem, potentially, but getting you where you need to be right away.
C is me putting my big mangled thumb over the scab and stopping the bleeding. You know, A is a pretty good Band-Aid, and B is a piece of duct tape I took out of my glove box in my truck.
I thank you for coming in today and talking to us
great
about
to be
this.
Here.
Yeah. And of course, we will touch base with you again once you figure out what the solution will
figure
be.
Figure out what we're doing.
Exactly. Our guest today, Vice President of Communication and Government Relations for CWI, Mark Browning. Up next, Mark touched on this, the need for more medical staff. We're going to be talking to one university about what they're doing to try to reach more doctors in Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.